الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The author, he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ما جاء في حماية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حمى التوحيد وسده طرق الشرك وسده طرق الشركي. The author, he mentioned the chapter with regards to that which has come from the protection and the preservation that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he had made for the tawheed, and the fact that he had blocked and stopped every path that will lead to shirk, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hamma al tawheed. He protected it and preserved it, and he took all of the means, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, necessary to preserve the reality of a tawheed by clarifying the issues of a tawheed in great detail, and likewise the great status of that and the rank of that and the virtue of that and the great right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to a tawheed, and likewise forbidding and closing every avenue and doorway that would lead to any type of deficiency, that would lead to any type of a deficiency in the tawheed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he preserved and protected the tawheed from becoming corrupted, or any deficiency coming to it, and likewise from becoming invalidated and from becoming removed entirely. And a similar chapter has come in this work, in the beginning of the work, and that has preceded the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned in the beginning of this work, بَابُ مَا جَاءَ فِي حِمَايَةِ الْمُصْطَفَى جَنَابِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَسَدِّهِ كُلَّ طَرِيقٍ يُوسِرُ إِلَى الشِّرْكِ. In the previous chapter, in the beginning chapters of this work, the author, he mentioned the chapter about that which has come with the preservation and the protection of al-Mustafa, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preserving and maintaining and protecting janab al-tawheed, yani the reality of al-tawheed, and the fact that he blocked and cut off every pathway that could lead to shirk. So this chapter here in the end of this work is very similar, and the titles, they have the same basic understanding. But in the previous chapter, from the beginning chapters of this work, the author, he was clarifying the issues that will bring deficiency to the tawheed, or that would invalidate the tawheed entirely, and the means likewise that lead to that from the different types of actions. So that chapter was related to al-wasa'il al-fi'liyah, al-wasa'il al-fi'liyah, the means that lead to shirk from the different actions that the people perform. And if we remember the issues that were being discussed in those chapters, or with regards to taking the graves as places of worship, and with regards to the way of the Jews and the Christians, how they had built places of worship on top of the graves of their prophets and of their righteous, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed them for building places of worship on top of the graves of the righteous, on top of the graves of the righteous, because of what it leads to from major shirk, and from worshipping and calling on the people in the graves. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited the people from taking his grave as an Eid sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that one would visit it all the time and go visiting his grave unnecessarily and with repetition and time after time. All of this was in preservation of the tawheed. All of this was in preservation of the tawheed, because these affairs could lead to the invalidation of the tawheed, or to the weakness or deficiency of the tawheed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he closed those avenues and he shut those doors and he prohibited those actions in this manner because of what they lead to. Likewise, slaughtering for the sake of Allah at a graveside, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prohibited all of these affairs as well. He prohibited all of these affairs as well. So these are from the wasa'il al-fi'liya allati tufdi ila shirk. These are from the means, the physical means that a person could be involved in that that will lead one to shirk, waliyadu billah. So this is what the previous chapter was about. And now we see in the end of the book, the author rahimahullah ta'ala has been discussing for a number of chapters now the issues with regards to al-alfaz, the statements, al-alfaz, the al-wasail al-qawliya allati tufdi ila shirk, the verbal means that could lead to shirk. We have seen a number of issues related to this. Some of them are direct statements, and others they are statements that lead to shirk, or could be a means to cause a person to fall into shirk, any from the statements. So just as a person, he has to have noble manners and discipline himself and preserve the creed in his actions, likewise he must do that in his statements. Likewise he must do that in his statements. And we have seen that in these previous chapters. But now the point is to re-emphasize this affair, to re-emphasize the affair of the importance of al-tawheed and the great virtue of al-tawheed and the right of Allah Azza wa Jal to be worshipped alone with no partners, and that all aspects of worship must be devoted and directed to Allah alone, beginning with the actions of the heart, from love and hope and fear and trust and reliance and humbleness and humility, and the likes of these affairs, and repentance and seeking forgiveness. All of these affairs, they must be for the sake of Allah alone, seeking aid and seeking help and seeking forgiveness and seeking relief and the likes. All of these affairs, they must be for Allah alone, and likewise all of the actions as well, and all of the statements, they must be for Allah alone. And in order to emphasize that and to clarify that, everything that could be a means that would lead to bringing deficiency in this, or to this issue being corrupted or being violated or being invalidated, has been forbidden. So many of these affairs here, they could be considered something that is not necessarily haram in itself, but it was forbidden because of what it leads to. It's forbidden because of what it leads to from shirk. And that's what this chapter is about now. And both of those chapters were about extremism and going to extremes and transgressing the boundaries and the religion. And this is from the greatest means that lead to shirk, specifically going to extremes and violating the rights and going beyond the boundaries with regards to loving and praising the people. So for this reason, it's not allowed to build masajid on top of graves. For this reason, it's not allowed to slaughter for the sake of Allah at a grave. For this reason, it's not allowed to pray for the sake of Allah at a grave, because of what it could lead to for people calling on the grave. Because of what it could lead to from people calling on the grave, falling into major shirk. So these affairs, they have been forbidden in order to block this way, in order to stop this way. Because going to extremes, al-ghulu fil ashkhas, is from the fastest and from the greatest means. And from the greatest means to fall into shirk, for the rights of al-tawheed to be violated. So also, as well, from that aspect is praising the people. Praising them and honoring them and venerating them and raising them with words. So this is what this chapter is about here. And the prohibition of that. The prohibition of that, because this leads to shirk. This leads to shirk and deficiency in the tawheed. So therefore a person, he must discipline himself likewise with regards to praising the people. And he must not transgress the boundaries or their limits, not even with regards to praising the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This avenue was blocked. This doorway, this gateway was closed and locked. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reprimanded that and he forbade that and he did not allow that. And he declared it to be impermissible for his ummah with regards to praising him specifically. So if that's the case, then those who come after him more rightfully, that it's not allowed to praise them in a manner transgressing the limits or the boundaries. We have seen in previous classes a number of narrations that are related to this issue. From that which is collected by al-Bukhari, from the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى بن مريم إنما أنا عبده فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تطروني, تطروني الإطراء. The people of Nadas, they say that this means مجاوزة, مجاوزة الحد في المدح, في المدح, مجاوزة الحد في المدح, في المدح والثناء والكذب فيه. To transgress the boundaries, to go beyond the limits with regards to praising people. This is called الإطراء. الإطراء, الإطراء يطري. الإطراء, الإطراء is to transgress the limits in praising somebody, to go beyond the boundaries and to lie with regards to that, to go beyond the boundaries to praise somebody in a manner they do not deserve, and likewise lying with regards to praising, so on and so forth. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم. Do not go to extremes in praising me. Do not transgress the boundaries in praising me. Do not lie in praising me in the way that the Christians, they did with the son of Maryam. They did with the son of Maryam alayhi salam. He said, إنما أنا عبده. I'm only his slave. I'm only his slave, meaning the slave of Allah. In some wordings, إنما أنا عبد. I'm only a slave. In the wording of Al-Bukhari, إنما أنا عبده. I'm only his slave. فَقُولُوا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. Then you say, so therefore call me Abdullah wa Rasulu. I'm the slave of Allah and his messenger. I'm the slave of Allah and his messenger. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned from this and he forbade this because of what it could lead to from shirk. And this is exactly what it led to the previous nations, that they had violated that right, and they had violated the covenant with Allah azza wa jal, and they had raised Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam above the level that he deserves, and they had given him a rank and a status that does not belong to him, and they lied on Allah with regards to him and praising him in a manner, yani lying on him and lying about him, and likewise lying on Allah Azza wa Jal, claiming that Allah has a son and that Isa alayhi salam is his son, and claiming that he is one of three, and even some of them raising him higher as to calling him God, and calling him the ilah, and taking him as an object of worship, and calling on him besides Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the reason for the prohibition, because of what it will lead to, rather because of what it has already led to the previous nations. So therefore we have to take heed in this affair, and recognize this affair, and not fall into what they fell into. But also our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has informed us that some of the ummah, they will fall into that. They will fall into that, and this is something that is inevitable, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed us of this affair and clarified this issue, and it has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Sa'id radiyallahu anhu. This narration has proceeded in previous chapters likewise. أَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا شِبْرًا ذِرَاءً بِذِرَاءً. That indeed you are going to follow. You're going to follow those nations who came before you. You're going to follow them, hand span by hand span, arms link by arms link. Yani meaning precisely. حَتَّى إِذَا دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ. Even to the extent that if they, one of them were to go into the hole of a lizard, then one of you will go into it likewise. One of you will go into it likewise. The people of Nadas, they mentioned the particular hole of this dhab, this lizard, is very twisted, and it's very... It's a bad hole. It's twisted and it's not good. Meaning, in order to go in there, it would be very difficult. It would be very difficult. Just to clarify the distance that some of this ummah will go in following and imitating the Jews and the Christians, and we see that today. And then some of the companions, they said, "Qalu anna ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-Yahud wa al-Nasara." They said, "Are you referring, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the Jews and the Christians?" Meaning we're going to follow them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Faman." And who else am I intending? Meaning, no doubt I'm intending them. So people were going to follow them. If one of them were to do some foul and lowly thing, then there will be somebody from this ummah following them in that. So in the same manner that they had raised their Prophet above the level that he deserves, and they have given him the attributes of Rububiyyah, Awul Uluhiyyah, then likewise there are individuals from this ummah who do the same. And we see that today. And we see that today there are individuals from this ummah who are doing the same with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. And these people who oppressed their own souls, they have exchanged the words and the commandments that were mentioned, that were given to them. They were forbidden for this. And instead of complying to that, they changed that. And they exchanged that. And they fell into that which they were forbidden. And they fell into that which they were forbidden. And if we look into these affairs, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very diligent to shut that door and to close that pathway and to clarify that this is not allowed. But some people, they refuse except to imitate them and follow them in this manner, and to raise him and praise him beyond the level that he deserves, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in reality, that which he has been given from status and rank is the highest level. He said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا عَبْدٌ فَقُولُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. He said, I am nothing but a slave. So call me the slave of Allah and his messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the highest status and highest rank. عَلُبُودِيَ وَالرِّسَالَةِ, that he has the highest level of servitude and devotion and worship and sincerity and truthfulness and humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise he is a messenger and he received revelation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the highest level and the highest rank, and anything above that, this is something that is not allowed and he does not deserve. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forbade his ummah as well from praising one another in a number of narrations, from that which is in Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard a man praising another man in his presence. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became angry. And he said, Wayhaka, wayhaka, qata'ta unuqa sahibik. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what's wrong with you? You have cut the throat of your friend. You have cut the throat of your friend, meaning you have slaughtered him. Meaning you have ruined him. Meaning you have put him in great danger. You have put him at great danger by praising him in his face in this manner. By praising him in his face in this manner. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade that. He did not allow that for himself. He did not allow people to praise him in his face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that manner. And he did not allow for his ummah to do that likewise. And this is because of what it leads to. This is because of what it leads to, praising people in their faces in this manner like this, especially if it's in a great manner. Especially if it's in a great manner, it leads to bringing deficiency and weakness in tawheed, and could even lead to invalidating the tawheed entirely. Praising people, this is from the means, this is from the avenues, this is from the pathways that lead to the deficiency and the weakness of faith, and to violating the rights of tawheed, and violating the rights of tawheed. So therefore, this is forbidden. This is forbidden. Somebody, maybe he will praise an individual in his face and say things about him, even if they're truthful, for example. And he, of course, if he were to go to extremes and lie in that manner and praise him in a manner he doesn't deserve, it's even more severe. It's even more severe. But if you were to praise him in his face and praise him in his face, then that person who is being praised, he can become deceived. He can become deceived, and he will believe that what the people say about him, and this could enter his heart until he becomes amazed with himself. Until he becomes amazed with himself, and then he will think that he's better than others. And then he will think that he's better than others. And this is a reason for the ujub to enter his heart. And along with that, the kibr comes. And then he will begin to belittle the people and look down upon them. Then he'll begin to belittle the people and look down upon them. This is a great deficiency in tawheed. Although this doesn't invalidate the tawheed, this brings great weakness to the faith. That a person, he would think that he's better than others because of his righteous deeds or because of his good virtues. And indeed, the perfection of a tawheed is to realize that these virtues are from Allah Azza wa Jal. And He is the one who has given a person success to be obedient or to perform the good deeds or to have noble manners or to be upon upright conduct and the likes like this. This is a favor from Allah and a blessing from Allah. So therefore, it should only increase a true believer and a true person of a tawheed in humbleness. And humbleness before Allah Azza wa Jal, and showing thanks. And along with that, he will be humble to the people. Even if he's seen individuals who are tried with affairs that he's not tried with, he will not belittle them or mock them. Rather, he will thank Allah that he was not tried by that. He would not belittle them. He will not belittle them. He would try rather to help them if he could. To help them if he could by in bare minimum by making dua for them. May Allah guide them, may Allah rectify their affairs, but he will not belittle them and look down upon them. So by praising somebody in their face, this is what could happen to an individual himself, the one who's being praised. It's a great means for him to become self-amazed, for him to start thinking that he's better and to be deceived by his own virtues and by his own actions. And this is from the greatest means for a person to be lost and to go astray, and for his actions and his deeds likewise to be invalidated. العجب فاحذره إن العجب مشترف أعمال صاحبه في سيده الأدمي. So the عجب is something that is very dangerous, and it brings great deficiency to at-tawheed. We understand this part. So therefore, it's forbidden. Praising people in their face in this manner is forbidden. The man praised another man in his face. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? وَيْحَكَ قَطَعْتَ عُنُقَ صَاحِبِكَ. He said, what's wrong with you? You just cut the throat of your friend. Meaning you slaughtered him. Meaning he's finished. And he's finished. Meaning because if you're not careful, then this ujb could come into his life and the self-amazement could come into his heart and he could think that he's better than others and then he'll be considered arrogant and proud and boastful. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. No one went to paradise who has the ant's weight of pride in his heart. Of pride in his heart. So therefore, by praising him like this, it's like you have just slaughtered him and exposed him to this great danger, to this great danger. So therefore, this is the issue now. From the preservation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the great care and concern and the protection that he has made for the Tawheed, he has forbidden praising people in their face in this manner. Praising people in their face in this manner. And likewise as well for the one who's praising. Likewise as well for the one who's praising, many times if an individual he's not careful as well, it could lead him to having a creed and believing that the one who's being praised has some traits or qualities that he does not have. And it could lead them to praising them and raising them to a rank that they do not deserve. So it could lead that person who's praising that individual to lying and praising him in a manner that's not rightful. Praising him in a manner that's not rightful, which likewise brings deficiency to Tawheed. Which likewise brings deficiency to Tawheed by lying and saying that which is not truthful and praising people in a manner they do not deserve. And it can even lead to a person praising an individual and praising him until he believes he has attributes and traits that he does not have, until they consider him to be the Son of God, or until they could praise him and to believe that he's created from light, or they praise him until this extent where they have raised him to a level of al-uluhiyya, of a rububiyya, giving him attributes of perfection, praising an individual until they believe that they can hear him even after he's dead, praising a person that until the extent that they believe that he can be on the other side of the world and if he calls on him, he can hear him and help him, whether he's alive or dead. All of this is from praising an individual, praising the awliya, praising the shaykh, praising him until this extent, until they have this creed of falsehood. This creed of falsehood that the Tawheed is removed by way of it. The one who has this creed here, his Tawheed is gone. His Tawheed is gone. How did this come? Or what is from the means of this entering into the heart of a person? Praising individuals. Praising individuals. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade this affair in a number of narrations. And this is from the wisdom behind that. This is from the wisdom behind that. يعني في حماية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حما التوحيد. حما التوحيد. حما التوحيد يعني the surrounding affairs of Tawheed. Before anything that could diminish the Tawheed or weaken the Tawheed or corrupt the Tawheed or blemish or taint the Tawheed. يعني before that could even enter, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he surrounded the Tawheed with a sacred barrier. You can't even transgress. Don't even praise the people in their face. Before that can happen, this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He forbade these affairs. He blocked these avenues. He stopped these affairs and did not allow them. This is this chapter here, and this is really an amazing affair to ponder and reflect upon. The author, he says, عن عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله عنه أنه قال انطلقت في وفد بني عامر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلنا أنت سيدنا فقال السيد الله تبارك وتعالى قلنا وأفضلنا فضلا وأعظمنا طولا فقال قولوا بقولكم أو بعض قولكم ولا يستجرينكم الشيطان رواه أبو داود بسند جيد. So the author, he mentioned now رحمه الله تعالى, the narration of Abdullah ibn al-Shikhir رضي الله عنه. He said, I went out with the wafd of Bani Amir. The wafd, yani the delegation of Bani Amir. And Allah knows best, this was in Al-Am Al-Tasi', the ninth year of the Hijrah, which is known as Am Al-Wufud. And this is after Fath Mecca. Fath Mecca was in the eighth year. And after that, the different tribes of the Arab in the different lands that were far and wide throughout the Arabian Peninsula, they began to send delegations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take their allegiance and to profess their Islam and to profess their Islam, and to announce their Islam, and that they had believed in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every tribe would send delegations. They're called al-wafd, and the plural is wufud. So al-am al-tasit yusamma am al-wufud. So the ninth year of the Hijrah is called the year of the delegations, because all these different tribes are sending their delegations to come and to pledge their allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to learn the sacred rites of al-Islam in order to go back to their people to inform them and to teach them. So there are many benefits and many different events that occurred from these different delegations, like the events that occurred from Wafd Abd al-Qais and the likes. Great benefits. And here as well we have Wafd Bani Amir, from them Abdullah ibn Shikhir radiallahu anhu. He says, so I went out with my tribe, Bani Amir, to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever they reached him, they said to him, Anta Sayyiduna, you are our Sayyid. You are our Sayyid. The Sayyid means the master. But the Sayyid, he is the one who is the leader, and he is the one who has authority and command. He is the one who has authority and command, and he is the one who is the leader, and he is the person of virtue, and who is he's ahead of the people in virtue and in knowledge and nobility and status and rank. He's called a Sayyid. This is the meaning of this word, a Sayyid. So whenever he heard the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, a Sayyidullah. They said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a Sayyid. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if he perceived from them a type of extremism in this praise, in this manner like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-Sayyidullah. Allah, He is As-Sayyid. And this is from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, likewise, As-Sayyid. As-Sayyid. And likewise, this is from the interpretation that Ibn Abbas and radiallahu anhumah, he has mentioned about the word As-Samad. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu As-Samad. As-Samad, from the meanings of As-Samad, الَّذِي كَمُلَ فِي سُدُودِهِ فِي سُدُودِهِ, the one who has, As-Sayyid, الَّذِي كَمُلَ فِي سُدُودِهِ, he is the Sayyid, he's the master, he's the Lord, he's the King, he is the one who has ultimate authority and command and the dominion in his hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's perfect in that, So Allah, he is As-Samad, he's the one who does not need, he does not need anything, yet everything needs him. From every aspect, He is free of need, worthy of all praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything, everything is in need of Him, everything besides Him, and from His creation is in need of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is Allah, He is a Sayyid, He is the Master, He is the King, He is the Lord, He is the one who has ultimate authority and command. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he corrected them in this, although what they're saying is something correct. And it's been also narrated authentically, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ana Sayyidu walidi Adam yawm al-qiyamah wa la fakhar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about himself, Ana Sayyidu walidi Adam. Ana Sayyidu walidi Adam. He said, I'm the Sayyid. I'm the leader and the master of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection, and I'm not bragging. And this is a right that Allah had given him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the best of creation. He's the best of creation. But whenever he felt sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as if possibly these people could be maybe praising him in a manner that could lead to deficiency in the tawheed, he corrected that. As-Sayyid Allah. They said, you are a Sayyid. He said, As-Sayyid Allah. Allah, He is the Sayyid. Allah, He is the Sayyid. Allah, He is the Master. Allah, He is the King. Allah, He is the one who has authority. Allah, He is the one who has command. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, they said, we said to him, and you're the best of us, and you're the greatest of us. You're the greatest of us in nobility, in honor, and respect. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, say some of your words and leave off others. Some of that which you said is correct, and others of that is not correct. Some of these things that you're mentioning and praising is something correct, but some of that you need to leave off. Then he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa la yastajriyannakum ash-shaytan. And do not let shaitan mislead you and misguide you. By praising and going to extreme in praising in this manner. And لا يستجرينكم الشيطان أن لا تكون جريئاً. The people of Nar, as they mentioned, the جري the Rasul or the Wakil or the one كثير الجري في خطوات الشيطان. Do not follow his footsteps until you are like messengers for the devil. Until you're like messengers for the devil. And he meaning by praising the people in this manner and going to extremes in praising, it's like you're a messenger for the devil, calling the people to fall into his traps. Calling the people to fall into the traps of the devil. The devil, he's calling the people to shirk and to invalidate the tawheed or to weaken the faith and the likes like this. And these people who are coming and praising the people in their face, they're like the messengers of the devil coming along and calling the people to those steps and to those pathways and opening up those doorways for the people. The doors of shirk, they're opened in this manner by praising people in their face like this. The gateways and the avenues of shirk are opened in this manner by praising people in their face like this. So the one who's praising the people in their face like this is as if he's opening the way for the devil. He's opening the way for the shaitan to work his mischief and his evil. And he's following those footsteps and bringing the people and calling them along with him to follow those footsteps. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forbade this and did not allow this. He forbade this and did not allow this. The author, he says, this is narrated by Abu Dawood with a good chain. After this, he says, وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ نَاسًا قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا خَيْرَنَا وَبَنَا خَيْرِنَا وَسَيِّدَنَا وَبَنَا سَيِّدِنَا فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قُولُوا بِقَوْلِكُمْ وَلَا يَسْتَهْوِيَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنَا مُحَمَّدٌ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ مَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ تَرْفَعُونِي فَوْقَ مَنْزِلَةِ الَّتِي أَنْزَلَنِي اللَّهُ عز وجل رواه النسائي بسند جيد. So the author, he says, it's been narrated by Anas رضي الله عنه that some people, they said, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Messenger of Allah, you are the best of us and the son of the best of us, and you are our Sayyid and the son of our Sayyid, and you are the best of us and the son of the best of us, and you are our leader and master and the son of our leader and master. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, O you people, say some of this, قُولُوا بِقَوْلِكُمْ, some of those words, and he say those words, or some of them. Any meaning, and others do not say them. Meaning this is a reprimand. What you need to be moderate in the praise. وَلَا يَسْتَهْوِيَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not let the devil call you to follow in your desires. Or do not let the devil call you to fall into destruction, into the hellfire. Any of the meaning is very similar. He said, أَنَا مُحَمَّدٌ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, I am Muhammad, the slave of Allah and His Messenger. They said, oh, you're the best of us and the son of the best of us. And you're the best of us, no doubt. The son of the best of us, yani meaning a lineage. And you are our master and leader, no doubt. He's the master and leader, yani from the mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the son of the master and the leader, the son of the master and leader, yani meaning from yani the lineage, from the aspect of the lineage. From the aspect of the lineage. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forbade this and did not allow this. And he reprimanded that, and he considered this here, this praise like this in his face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and raising him in this rank, in this manner like this, to be considered any following desires that will lead a person astray, or be considered any from the aspect of something that will lead a person to fall into destruction in the hellfire. In the hellfire, waliyadu billah. Then he clarified his status and rank. Ana Muhammadun, I am Muhammad. Abdullahi wa Rasulu, the slave of Allah and His Messenger. The slave of Allah and His Messenger. I do not like that you should raise me above the status that Allah has given me. I do not like that you should raise me above the rank that Allah has given me. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a slave of Allah and His Messenger. He's the best of all mankind. He is the final messenger and the seal of all prophets. And he is the most beloved of the creation to Allah Azza wa Jal. But he's not worthy of worship. And he does not have any attributes of perfection. And he does not have any attributes of perfection or divinity. Rather, he is a man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he is a man that received revelation. And he was preferred over mankind and the creation with guidance and with knowledge. So to love him and to follow him is an obligation. But that love, it must be checked with the reins of the legislation, and it must not be violated. And a person, he must differentiate between the love of the Messenger and the love of Allah. And the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his love for the sake of Allah. And Allah, azza wa jal, his love is not shared with anyone. When a person, the only one whose love for his sake alone, الَّذِي يُحَبُّ لِذَاتِهِ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. As for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحَبُّ لِلَّهِ وَفِي اللَّهِ, he is loved for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah and according to that which is pleasing to Allah. And according to that which is pleasing to Allah. This is true love. This is true love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love him in the manner that's pleasing to Allah, because what one hopes for is the pleasure of Allah. And he loves the messenger for the sake of Allah, because Allah loves him. Because of Allah, Allah loves him. This is the means of perfecting the faith and completing the faith. But if one is not cautious and careful, he can go to extremes in this affair. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he closed those avenues. He shut those doors. He forbade that affair. It's not allowed to even praise him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how about those after him? How about those after him? Of course it's not allowed to praise them. Of course it's not allowed to praise the awliya, the so-called awliya. If it's not allowed to praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner, and what they said about him is true, he is the Sayyid. He even said he's the Sayyid sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he did not allow them to do that in order to stop this avenue, in order to protect the Tawheed, in order to preserve the sacred rights of faith and the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, so they will not be violated. Then of course those after him who are lesser than him, it's not allowed to praise them and raise them above that level as well. This is the whole point here. And this is the whole wisdom from the chapter, that one should realize this, that which they do with regards to the awliya and the people in the graves is falsehood and foul and evil. It was not even allowed to do that with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not even allowed to do that with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he's alive. And it's not allowed to do that whenever he's dead. Likewise, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا قَبْرِ عِيدًا اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلْ قَبْرِ وَثَنًا يُعْبَدْ. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the order of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani for his own grave after his death, warning the people from building places of worship on top of that and the likes like this, in order to close those avenues and in order to shut those doors. And in order to shut those doors. So after this, the author, he says, فيه مسائل. In this chapter, there are issues. الأولى تحذيره تحذيره الناس عن الغلو تحذيره الناس عن الغلو. The first issue here is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned mankind, he warned the people from falling into extremism. He warned the people from falling into extremism. And this also has proceeded as well in that previous chapter with regards to the same issue. The إياكم الغلو في الدين. I warn you from going to an extreme in the religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هلك المتنطعون. And those people who are meticulous in the affairs of the religion, they'll be destroyed. And from that meticulism or from that extremism is praising the people and raising them above ranks and levels that they do not deserve. That they do not deserve. الثانية ما ينبغي أن يقول من قيل له أنت سيدنا ما ينبغي أن يقول من قيل له أنت سيدنا. The third issue here is that which is incumbent for one to say if it's said to him, you are our Sayyid. You are our Sayyid. If somebody said this to an individual, then indeed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has the best role model. So if somebody came to an individual and said, أنت سيدنا, you are our Sayyid, What is incumbent for him to do is the same thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. He said, As-Sayyidullah. Allah, he is a Sayyid. Allah, he is a Sayyid. As-Sayyidullah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is the response for that. And likewise, anytime somebody praises an individual in this manner or goes to extremes in that, a person, he will correct that. And he will not allow that. And he will not prefer that. And this is something that we have seen from the people of knowledge a number of times, that one of them would be introduced before a lesson and they will praise him, Al-A'lama, Al-Wadid, Al-Kada, Wa-Kada, Al-Imam, Al-Mujahid. And then many times the people of knowledge, they will not like that and they will not allow that, and they will reprimand the individual who's praising them in that manner. The individual who's praising them in that manner. So this is something, yani, that one will realize. It's not beloved, and this is dangerous, praising people in this manner. Praising people in this manner, in their face especially. So he says, الثالثة قوله وَلَا يَسْتَجْرِيَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ مَعَ أَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَقُولُوا إِلَّا الْحَقِّ مَعَ أَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَقُولُوا إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. The third issue now, قوله وَلَا يَسْتَجْرِيَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not let the shaitan lead you or mislead you into following your desires, and mislead you into misguidance, into following his footsteps. Meaning, what is this istidra here? Istijra here, yani, by praising. By praising people. Do not let the devil mislead you or cause you to fall into misguidance or into error or to go astray or to follow your desires or to fall into destruction. Any on your faces in the hellfire. Do not let the shaitan do this to you. Meaning by praising the people. Along with the author says, along with the fact that they did not say anything except for the truth. They didn't come praising him beyond his level, like the Sufis do today in the Burda, praising him beyond praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beyond his level and giving him the attributes of lordship or the attributes of perfection and the likes like this. They are going to extremes. Many of them going to extremes, and they can't wait for the so-called birthday to come so they can praise and raise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam above a level that he deserves and praise him in a manner that is in reality considered major shirk. That is considered major shirk. Even some of them, they say, Nahnu ibadu Muhammadin. They'll say that in their adhkar. They have adhkar and they repeat it like this. Nahnu ibadu Muhammadin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this. They praise him in this manner. They say about themselves, we were the slaves of Muhammad. We're the slaves of Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And praising the messenger and going to extremes like this. So here, these people did not say anything except for the truth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the Sayyid. He even called himself Sayyid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the best of them, and this is something that's known. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has the highest rank of them, and he's Khalilur Rahman, and he has the highest level of them. So they did not say anything about him except that which is true. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that same time, he corrected them and he forbade them, and he told them not to do that, and he mentioned that this is from the means that lead. These are from the means or the footsteps of following the shaitan that lead to misguidance and to error. That lead to misguidance and to error. Arabia qawluhu ma uhibbu an tarfa'uni fawqa manzilati. The fourth issue here is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, and I do not like that you raise me above my level and my rank. Yani allati anzalani Allahu azza wa jal. That which Allah has given me. That which Allah has given me. So since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had raised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest rank and highest level of servitude and the highest level of worship and devotion, the highest level of al-ubudiyyah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not like these affairs whatsoever. This is because of his high status and rank. The high status and rank of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought him to this reality that he did not like to be praised. He did not like to be praised because it could lead to deficiency and to weakness in the faith and to bring in deficiency to the tawheed. So likewise, he forbade the ummah from the same affair. So this final statement here, this final benefit here, and this issue, the author, he's saying, Arabi'a. قَوْلُهُ مَا أُحِبُّ أَن تَرْفَعُونِي فَوْقَ مَنْزِلَتِي. I do not like that you raise me above my level, that you raise me above my status and above my rank. We close with the question, what is the status and rank of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is he referring to here? I do not like that you raise me above my rank. What is the rank? What is the rank? Because there's, with regards to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are people who raise him above his rank. And they praise him in a manner he doesn't deserve. And they call on him besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And they believe that he has attributes of a divinity like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even some of them, they have poetry, they say, هو الأول والآخر محمد هو الظاهر والباطن محمد. Like these are the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. They say, هو الأول والآخر محمد هو الظاهر والباطن محمد. This is how some of them say the likes of these affairs in their poetry. And their poetry and their praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say before he goes to bed? Allahumma anta al-awwal. Allahumma anta. He would say himself. Muhammad, what did he say? This is what they say about Muhammad. Liars. Kadhabun. They're dalun. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Allahumma anta al-awwal. Alladhi laysa qablahu shay. وأنت الآخر الذي ليس بعده شيء وأنت الظاهر الذي ليس فوقه شيء وأنت الباطن الذي ليس دونه شيء. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself, he said, oh Allah, you're the first, the one who none is before you. You're the last, the one who there's nothing after him. Like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called on Allah by these names. What do these people do? They say, oh no, Muhammad, he's awwal. Muhammad, he's akhir. He's the first, he's the last. These are the traits of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah, he is the one who, he is the first, the one who is alive and never dies. He's the one who is powerful and strong. As for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was created like men are created. He was a human being like us, except that he received revelation and he was favored by Allah Azza wa Jalla. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشُرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. So there's one aspect here, people go to extremes like this. Another aspect, people do not recognize him or care about him or even believe in him, or they belittle him or they mock him. And the likes like this. So we have people who go to extremes in praising and loving him, and we have people who are negligent, and people who are deficient, and they blame him and find fault with him, or they do not give his rights properly. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the Prophet telling us now? I do not like that you raise me above my rank that I do not deserve, or raise me above the rank that Allah has given me. And this is with regards to going to extremes. But likewise, we have to avoid being negligent as well. So what is the moderate path? What is the rank or status that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullahi wa Rasulu. Abdullahi wa Rasulu. Al-Ubudiyya wa Risala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is abdun la yu'bad wa rasulun la yukadhib. He is a slave. He is a slave, meaning he's a creation from the creation. He's a man from mankind. So he's a slave. Like the rest of mankind, he was created and sustained and provided for like the rest of the creation. So he shares in this aspect. So therefore, like the rest of the creation, he's not worthy of worship because he's a creation like the rest of the creation. So anything in creation is not worthy of worship. So anything in creation is not worthy of worship. So from this aspect, he's a slave, like he says. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is Sayyid? He's the master. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is the master. He is the one who has authority. He is the one who has command. So Allah, he is the one who's worthy of worship and devotion and servitude and humbleness. Not the slave. Not the slave. So the Prophet, he's a slave from the slaves. Abdul min al-Abid. He's a slave from the slaves. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But along with that, likewise, he's a messenger. He's a messenger. So he should not be belied or denied or be disrespected. Rather, he should be believed and he should be honored. And he should be respected. And he should be followed. And he should be taken as a role model. He should be loved. The love of moderation. And the love for the sake of Allah. The love for the sake of Allah. So this is the moderate path. This is the rank or the level that Allah has given the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the highest rank. This is the highest rank. Abdullahi wa Rasulu. That he has al-ubudiyya, al-tamma wa risala. Wa risala wa nubuwa. He has the servitude, the complete devotion and sincerity and truthfulness in faith. And likewise, he is a messenger. And likewise, He's a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's not worthy of worship because he's from the creation, but he should not be belied, nor should he be denied, nor should he be rejected or belittled, because he's the messenger. He's a messenger. So this is the proper belief, and this is the proper understanding. This is the requirement for the perfection of the faith, and this is what it means whenever we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give us a good understanding of His religion and to make the knowledge a light and a proof for us and not against us. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.